Good morning. Oh, so today begins our Halacha Yomit, which means that from here on out, God willing, for 3 minutes after Shacharis, we're going to be learning a little bit of Torah, a little Halacha that's relevant for today. And so I always find that specifically once Elul comes, we're already a little too late to start learning the Halachos of Elul because there are so many Halachos and various things that we need to know before. And so we start today, God willing, learning the Halachos of Elul, and God willing, this will take us through the high holiday season. And so we're basically going to use the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the Sefer written by Rabbi Shlomo Gansfried, a 19th century Ukrainian rabbi. We're going to use his sefer as our guide to go through the various halachos. And we'll just jump right in. So we are in Siman Kuf Chaf Chet, Siman 128. And he begins by telling us that the days of Elul are Yimei Ratzon, which basically means that they're days that Hashem is specifically looking for us to go ahead and search Him out more. And he says that even though it doesn't make any sense, right? Why should these days be so special? Every day of the year is a day for seeking out God. So he says that that is of course true, but ultimately these days are much more special. These are more muzmanim l'tshuva, as he explains. They're sort of prepared for tshuva. To be time for all of us to get closer to Him. And he explains, why is this the case? Why are these days so special, right? Why should they be any more significant than any other day on the calendar year? And he essentially explains this. This goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We know, of course, that the first time Moshe went up to receive the Torah, the Luchos, the tablets, he comes back down, he sees the Jewish people with the golden calf, he drops the tablets, and he has to go back up again to receive a second set of tablets. The question is, when did he go up? Excuse me. When did he go up that second time to receive those tablets? So the second time he went up was on Rosh Chodesh Elul, the beginning of Elul. And when did he come down with those second set of tablets? On Yom Kippur. So essentially this 40-day period, he explains, is special because it dates back to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. In other words, the most major event of teshuvah, of repentance in Jewish history, was the fact that we literally had the Torah in our hands, but we broke it because of the horrible sin that we all committed as a Jewish nation. And so therefore, the giant reparation that we made basically made these 40 days a set of days for teshuva, for repentance, for all of Jewish history. And essentially, he tells us that at the end of the day, even someone who has been struggling throughout the entire year or for many, many years with something to repent, as long as you come with a full-hearted repentance during this time period, then you should be good to go. You will be able to achieve a full repentance. He even goes so far as to explain that on Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is such a significant day to begin that tshuva, that some people actually fast on the day before Rosh Chodesh Elul, and such that they establish for themselves a Yom Kippur Katan, like a mini Yom Kippur, right before Rosh Chodesh Elul, just so that they should be able to have for themselves a real preparation for this time of tremendous repentance. And so God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with some of the more well-known ideas of Elul, of why Elul is considered a special month, particularly linking the month to various verses, Ani L'Dodi, that there are acronyms that people go ahead and prepare the letters of the month of Elul to various verses. We'll speak about that tomorrow, but for now we will conclude with the rabbis.